time for the Chatham County Roundup. And on this edition of the Roundup, we are joined by a familiar voice with a brand new title. It is his first day on the job as mayor of Pittsboro. Welcome to the program, Kyle Shipp. Kyle, how's the first day going?
Thanks, Andrew. It's a beautiful day in Pittsboro.
Glad to hear it. Does it feel significantly different? Do you have a different set of duties that you're taking care of today?
Not that I know of, so I hope not. But it's similar, and I've been pretty familiar with it, so I'm excited about it.
What was it like last night? This is this is kind of a moment. We talked about this before about how surprised a younger version of you would have been to learn about this turn of events. So when it actually happened, when you were sworn in and it became official, did it feel different?
It was really neat. You know, there's a lot of people there, a lot of friends and supporters, and really of everyone that was getting sworn in last night as well. So it was a really nice time and good attendance at the meeting. So it was a good feeling and a nice meeting.
Wanted to talk a little bit. We've covered this ground a little bit, but I do want to talk about now that you are mayor, and we've also talked about how that doesn't actually give you a whole lot of power compared to being on the Board of Commissioners. It's not like there's suddenly things that you're going to be able to do town-wise that you weren't able to have a say in before. I wonder if there's something that you find yourself wanting to focus on now that you're officially in that role. Is there something that's kind of coming up to the top of your mind when you're thinking about what's next for Pittsboro?
Yeah, I think one of the things we discussed last night actually was our strategic plan, and we've been working on that for a while. And one of the concepts in there is a feeling of one Pittsboro, and that, you know, everyone that lives in Pittsboro says that they live in Pittsboro and is excited about downtown and about Mosaic and about just all the great things that we have in Pittsboro. And so that's a real focus point for me is making sure that we have a cohesive local identity, I'd say.
Well, since we're on that topic, I'm going to go ahead and get into another topic that was that kind of came to the forefront for a lot of people this week. And that is before we get to that, let me back up.
Okay.
I do want to talk about the resolutions for Mayor Perry and Attorney Messick, right, that came after the swearing in ceremony. I want to give you an opportunity to talk about that as, Mayor Cindy Perry's been a very visible leader in Pittsboro for a long time. So as that changing of the guard took place, let's talk about that a little bit.
Definitely. Thank you. That was a really special thing. You know, Mayor Perry had three terms as mayor, and a lot of change over those terms and a lot of good things. And so really excited to be able to, you know, honor her. And we had some flowers and a plaque and gave her a ceremonial gavel, you know, gave her the gavel she used. And so it's just a really, really nice thing. And like I said, a really good turnout of people to support her. And then also our attorney, Paul Messick, he celebrated 50 years of service as a town attorney, as our town attorney in Pittsboro here. So, you know, it's really incredible for anyone to be serving the town, you know, for half that length of time, honestly. And so 50 years was really a milestone that we wanted to mark for him.
Absolutely. That's incredible. So where I was going before, I wanted to make sure we got that in, is as you're talking about there being kind of one Pittsboro and everybody identifying, that thought comes on the backdrop of the news that we all, the newsroom was abuzz here in Chapelboro when we heard about the Disney development that looks like it's coming to Chatham Park. They call it Asteria Story Living by Disney. What are we to make of this?
Well, I think it's really exciting, and I think the key thing is that nobody really knows much yet, and so I've seen a lot of things and I've heard a lot of things, but specific details are it's very early for specific details right now, and so what we do know is it's 1,500 acres, it's going to be about 4,000 residential units, and the key I think with that is the same as what was planned for that area anyway previously. And so it's a very, very large announcement about who's going to be behind the building of those homes, and some of the amenities there and things like that. But you know, for better or worse, we're not going to have a monorail from the Haw River to downtown or anything like that. So.
Do we have a sense, is this going to be, I mean, is there going to be visible theming to this community? Do we have any sense of that?
I don't really. I mean, I've done some looking on the other community that they've announced, but I really don't think so. I think it's just going to be a nice community and really just add to the variety of community types that we have, you know, in town and around town.
The other question that kind of came up here is this, there's some phrasing in there about it being staffed by Disney employees. And I'm just kind of curious what that would mean for Pittsburgh, kind of from a, you know, if there's a community of workers that's also part of this community, how does that fit into the town?
Yeah, I think it's going to be some additional great jobs for our local workforce. The Disney executives that I talked to did say that, you know, the people that worked there in the clubhouse and things like that would be Disney employees directly. And so I think that's a exciting opportunity kind of on the workforce front for this area as well.
It's definitely a story we'll be revisiting as it comes more into focus going forward. As I said, it's fascinating, but we don't really know that much about it. So definitely be on the lookout for more info. We're visiting
right.
with...
And just from a timeline perspective quickly, you know, they're talking about probably 2027 before the first homes are available there. So we do have a lot of questions that won't be answered for a while just as things progress.
Absolutely. We're visiting with Kyle Shipp on his first day officially as mayor of Pittsburgh. And we had some other things going. The business of the town went on last night as the mayorship changed. Is there anything else that stood out from the Board of Commissioners meeting that you think folks ought to know about?
Yes, we had a recognition for our PBO 101 Citizens Academy graduates. And so that was really good to have our second class of that, you know, make it through graduation there. And we'll do another one in the spring. But also we had a couple advisory board appointments last night, and a graduate of the first PBO 101 was one of those appointments. So it's really good to see that, you know, our citizens are putting time in to learn more about the town and how we function, and then, you know, continuing on to volunteer to serve on advisory committees and even have a bigger impact. And then another item we had was the just improving some benefits for employees around how vacation time is counted and, you know, service from other areas. We continue to try to do all we can to have the best benefits that we can for our employees. And we also approved a sewer allocation policy. And so this has been a long time coming where we can talk about actually having sewer, you know, allocation available. And so we approved a policy last night that helps guide where we want that allocation to go to make sure that it's fair for everyone.
And a piece of logistical business also, I see the next meeting is January 8th, and that's when you're officially going down to one meeting a month. Is that correct?
That's correct. So we're going to start a little earlier. We're going to start at 6 o'clock starting then, and then we'll do one meeting a month. And then, you know, work sessions as needed or other sessions as needed, but we'll plan on one business meeting per month.
We're visiting with Kyle Shipp, mayor of Pittsburgh. We're just about out of time. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention before we wrap up?
Yeah, one last thing. We're fortunate we had a really good article recently in Our State magazine that talks a lot about Pittsburgh, or talks exclusively about Pittsburgh in the article. And so it mentions a lot of our businesses downtown, a lot of really great things we have in Pittsburgh. So encourage everyone to check that article out and then come to Pittsburgh and check out all the things in that article and elsewhere.
It's the voice of Kyle Shipp, new mayor of Pittsburgh. Congratulations again on the first day on the job, and I look forward to talking again soon.
Thanks, Andrew. It's great to talk to you.